Dearest Jesus, each day you provide us with the food that we need for our bodies and souls. Tonight we give you special thanks for providing us with a special meal in which you offer us the very body and blood which you gave into death as a personal assurance and guarantee that our sins are forgiven. May we never receive your Holy Supper with passing interest. Lead us to value and faithfully use each opportunity you supply us for receiving it. Give us an honest realization of our sins and firm confidence as we prepare our hearts to receive this sacrament. Strengthen our faith and bless us now in our worship of you this night. Amen. Welcome to tonight's service. Please note that the order of service will be found exclusively in your worship bulletin, including the remaining hymns that we will be singing tonight. We begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
The Lord is compassionate and gracious. He will not always accuse.
Nor will
he does not treat us as our sins deserve.
Nor will he
for as high as the heavens are above the earth.
So
as far as the east is from the west. As a father has compassion on his children,
so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
Please be seated. Our scripture lessons this evening are drawn from John's Gospel and also two verses from Peter's first epistle, in which Jesus is presented to us as the innocent, suffering Lamb of God who redeemed us, not using exorbitant amounts of money, gold and silver, but with his holy, precious blood. We read, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.' The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.' For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Let's join now in singing the next hymn. You may remain seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Our text tonight on this Maundy Thursday is recorded in Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. "Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So far the text. In the name of our perfect Passover Lamb, Christ Jesus our Savior, dear friends, if you've seen the 1998 movie Saving Private Ryan. You may recall one of the scenes in this movie where soldiers were depicted as they lay mortally wounded on the Normandy beach during the D-Day invasion, calling out for their mothers. Grown men, young men, grown men crying out, "Mom, Mom, help." May well have been more than just a movie clip, probably actually happened. And it is not hard for us to understand, for people who find themselves in desperate straits, hopeless situations, are naturally moved to call out for help. The words of our text from Psalm 118 are such a plea for help, a calling out to God for deliverance of his believers. As I mentioned in the sermon last Sunday, Palm Sunday, this plaintive cry, "Save now, I pray, O Lord," was shouted by the crowd as Jesus rode into the city that day. And that is an English translation of the Hebrew words in this psalm text I also mentioned to you on Sunday. Hoshiana, save us now, we pray. And tonight, as we remember Jesus' institution of the Lord's Supper on the night that he was betrayed, Hosanna, save us, Lord. Hosanna in the highest is also on our lips and hearts. As with God's people of old, be reminded how it is still our plaintive cry for help. It is also still our highest blessing. So what are we asking the Lord to do for us when we sing that word in our liturgy quite often, especially on Communion Sunday, Hosanna, and then celebrations like Palm Sunday and Easter? As 21st century Christians, well, as with the believers of old, we're calling out for the Lord to save us from a hopeless, helpless predicament, though the English translation doesn't bring out the full meaning of that Hebrew phrase, Hoshiana. The original expresses it quite well. It's a feeling of being squeezed in, trapped in a corner, with no avenue of escape, and the earnest hope of being rescued from a disastrous end. We can understand how this particular prayer came to be used by the Jewish people in connection with their Passover festivities down through the Old Testament centuries, even to the times of Jesus, as they remembered the Lord's goodness in delivering their Jewish ancestors from the oppressive hand of Pharaoh. And as they recalled how Pharaoh's armies and chariots pursued them, boxed them in against the waters of the Red Sea, and how they then looked up to God for help, and how he then opened up for them a highway, a means of escape through the waters, which was a foreshadowing of the greater deliverance the Lord would accomplish for them and for all of us in the coming Messiah, the perfect Passover Lamb, Jesus. You can also understand why the Jewish pilgrims sang this song on Palm Sunday when they welcomed Jesus into the city. As we mentioned in the service on Sunday, though a lot of the people sang it for the wrong reason, because they felt the iron grip of Rome pressing them down, oppressing them, and thought that Jesus was the one who's going to rescue us from that. Many realized Jesus was coming to loosen the stranglehold that sin and Satan had upon them, which they were powerless to free themselves from on their own. And that, friends, is what we are thinking of too when we say those words, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Thinking about our inborn sinful condition and daily missteps against God's holy commandments revealed to us by the teachings of God's holy law, just how hopeless is our predicament before God, that we deserve His punishment temporally and eternally, and how we've got those mighty spiritual foes pressing us down, closing in and hemming us in, fingers squeezing us tightly around our necks, as it were. The devil, godless world, and our own sinful flesh, and how we long to be delivered from these foes, to be freed from them, to be in a position where, when we're safe and free and secure. So that's why we sing to Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna, calling out to the Lord to rescue us from these oppressing foes. Save us now, we pray, O Lord. It was with these spiritual truths in mind, the precious teaching of the gospel of God's grace and deliverance in Christ, our Passover Lamb, that our Lutheran forefathers chose to incorporate that in our communion liturgy, that we might sing those words frequently. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, our mighty, merciful King. And when the help arrives, when the longed-for deliverance happens, then the prayers of God's children take on a very different tone. The desperation then gives way to jubilation and happy celebrating. So it is also for us when we sing those words, Hosanna in the highest. That's why we love to sing them in our communion services. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. By the way, that we're not, when we say those words, we're not blessing Jesus in the sense that we're offering to Him something that we have. For what is there that you and I have that we could ever give to Jesus that He does not already possess as the all-majestic, glorious King of Kings? But rather, when we speak and we sing those words, it's an expression of praise and of gratitude for all that He has accomplished for us in His Savior love. We're lauding Him for coming to us with the full authority and backing of His Father to win forgiveness for us, rescue from the ice-cold grip of death and the strangling power of sin and the old evil foe. So tonight, as we celebrate communion, let us be reminded of these precious heavenly truths. And may they be uppermost in our minds when we take the Lord's Supper, when we come as guests to receive it, when we come with heavy baggage of our sins against God's holy laws, which burden us and weigh down our consciences. But with the earthly elements arranged on the altar, the bread on the left side and the wine on the right, there is Jesus, true body and blood, really present in a manner more wonderful than our human reason can even begin to fathom. That the Lamb of God came to take away the sin of the world. He comes to us in a manner that's just as real as when He came riding on a donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, 5 days before He died, to remove our transgressions from us as far as east is from west, so that there's no offense, no guilt, no imperfection that now stands between us and our God, but through faith in this perfect Passover lamb, we've been clothed in Jesus' perfect righteousness, taken up in his arms, embraced as a beloved child of the Heavenly Father. Oh, what a precious treasure indeed is the Lord's Supper that our gracious heavenly host Jesus has prepared for us and serves us, his honored guests, once again tonight. And unlike so many soldiers on the battlefield who call out for help, but who sadly and tragically lose their lives, they are not saved. Our cries are always heard and answered. Every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, Jesus himself is answering our soul's plaintive cry and blessing us with the joy of his salvation. Hosanna, Hosanna be to Jesus in the highest. Amen. May rise. The peace of God, which is able to protect you far more effectively than the human mind, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The offering will now be received. We remain seated as we now sing the Lord's Prayer according to the stanzas that are found printed on page 3. Service continues with the exhortation, the confession of sins, and the words of absolution. Dear friends in Christ, it is your desire to receive the sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for the assurance of the forgiveness of your sins, the strengthening of your faith in him as your Savior, and the grace to serve him with a God-pleasing life. In order that these blessings may be yours, it is necessary that you bear in mind the word of God recorded by St. John in his first epistle. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I ask you therefore before God who searches the heart, do you confess the sins which you've committed in desire, thought, word, and deed? Do you heartily repent of them, believe in Jesus Christ for forgiveness, and sincerely intend with the help of God the Holy Spirit to amend your sinful life? Then answer yes.
Yes.
As God has given to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, And as you have called me to administer the same, even so, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Jesus, the Lamb of God, have mercy. Jesus, who bore our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, have mercy. Grant us your peace, Lord.
Communicants may now come forward as the usher directs. Let us pray. Lord God, our understanding Father, through our adorable Savior, Jesus, you've so graciously made us your own. We praise you for your mercies have been greater to us in number than the countless sands of many seas. You have removed the burden of our sins, cleansed our consciences from the burden of guilt, comforted us with every frustration of the day, instructed us by your word, warned us against the deadly snares of Satan, and ordered our footsteps in your ways of peace and joy. We lift up our hearts in thanks to you and ask you to continue to be with us this night. Preserve for us your word, the gospel, which keeps us in your grace. Feed both our bodies and souls in your kindness and love. Set our minds at ease, removing our worries and anxieties. Bless us with restful sleep, and when we awake, we shall still be praising you, our loving Father in Christ Jesus, our blessed Savior. Amen.
Let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen the light increase, which for the world you willed. For Israel's light, the promised one, now shines for all to see. To God the Father, Spirit, Son, we praise eternally.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you.